We're here with Bernie Klein, Director of Programming for NecoCon, and we're going to sit and talk with him for a few minutes about just some of his staff experiences and things he's dealt with, and maybe give some insight to what it's like to staff a convention, especially for a head of a programming department. So one of the questions we ask everybody is, what was your first convention?
Well, my first real convention was a convention called CatCon in Knoxville, Tennessee, and My first real experience there, well, are you talking staff or are you meaning?
Either or.
Either or. It was my first convention I ever attended, and I was like 13 years old. And it was a sci-fi convention. It was a little convention, maybe about 700 people. And it left an awesome impression that got me started on the whole going around and actually going to these conventions, and eventually led into the staffing.
Now, you say that led into staffing. What made you decide you wanted to join staff for a convention?
Basically, boredom, sheer boredom. You know how they always say, you know, if you're always complaining about how you can do things better, you step up and do it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I literally put my foot in my mouth and did it. And actually, like I said, pure boredom. Mm-hmm. I don't know how else to explain it.
Now, you mentioned boredom, and you worked for programming for NecoCon. In your mind, what's something you'd like to see more conventions do?
I actually would like to see more conventions doing things like the guest-centric. The guests are great, but the more of the fan side of programming, because they generate about 60% of the program that the conventions do, and a lot of times conventions... I'll give you an example. At NecoCon, one of the things I did when I took over event programming last year was I said, we have far too many make-your-own panels, which can devolve into chaos. So I said, we're not going to do that this year. We're going to open panel submissions up. We're going to pull people in. We're going to bring in, I'm going to go out and I'm going to actually invite panelists who specialize in doing educational, and I want to build an educational track of programming for our convention. And that's exactly what I did. And I tried to carry that forward into this year as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've been going to conventions for a while. Do you have maybe a particularly favorite memory or crummy moment of awesome or
actually,
crazy story?
Actually, it's kind of funny. The best story I have is actually how I became staff for NecoCon.
Mm-hmm.
I came to NecoCon 8 as an attendee. Started as an attendee. By Friday evening, quite frankly, I was bored. And this guy who was what they call a gopher wrangler comes up to me and says, hey, you look bored. You want something to do? You want to help us out with something real quick? I'm like, sure, why not? Yeah, nailing my coffin there. So he pulls me out. He puts me in this thing they call the gopher army. We put on these armbands. And at the first year that NecoCon was at the Hampton Roads Convention Center, we used one of the exhibit halls for our main events. Big room, poor acoustics. But we had about 5,000 chairs lined up in the main events hall. And me and about 25 other people in a span of 23, 24 minutes cleared that entire room of chairs. And the rest of the weekend, I just kept working, you know. And before I knew it, at the end of the con on Sunday afternoon, I'm like, hey guys, you know, thanks. And the same guy who wrangled me in says, hey, I want to introduce you to somebody. Now, I have an experience. I've worked in hotels for about 10 years, and I've worked in the front desk, managing, doing all that stuff. And, well, this guy pulls me back there. He introduces me. Hi. He goes, hey, Megan, meet Bernie. I'm like, hi, Megan, Bernie. Or actually, it was Bernie, meet Megan. Megan, meet your new staffer. No choice. Now, the funny thing about that story is now I can get full of revenge on that guy that actually dragged me on the staff because he's my second now. So.
Now, you've obviously built a lot of camaraderie among some of the staff you work with and
yes.
The people you've met. What would you say would be kind of some words of wisdom to someone who's considering joining a convention staff?
Don't do it! No, seriously, conventions are always looking, I mean, you got to remember, we don't get paid for this, even at the director level. Mm-hmm. I don't get anything. I get a special badge, but this is more like a target. Mm-hmm. But no, in all seriousness, conventions, if you want to staff them, the best piece of advice I can give you is do something you enjoy doing. Like, if you enjoy watching anime, like me, that's how I got going to the anime conventions. My first year, I was on registration staff. Didn't really have a choice. I kind of got thrown into it. Second year, I went to work the video rooms. I worked the video rooms for about 3 years before I became the head of the video rooms. If you have a real passion for something, if you have a hobby that you want to expand on, you want to learn more on, staff in those areas of the convention, because believe me, conventions are always looking for people. Just give you a good example. I got a guy on my staff who his professional day job is he manages a corporate intranet for NecoCon, because his hobby is video production. He's our video guy, and he produced some incredible videos this year.
Mm-hmm. And finally, just how can people learn more about NecoCon? What's the best way?
Best way is actually to visit our website, www.necocon.com. That's NECOCON.com. Or you can visit us on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/NecoCon. And we also have our Twitter account that's #NecoCon.
Great. Well, thank you for taking the time to speak with us. I think a lot of people are going to check out NecoCon now, and hopefully you'll get some more staffers so they can get a great experience.
Well, thank you, Doug.